Memkim of the days, Tosfos.
I just want to tell all of our listeners out there that you should really listen. Yesterday I gave a 10-minute synopsis of the Gemara, which is very important to Chazer over. So what basically came out in the Gemara is that we're applying the idea of Amalve Eschreb Eidim, Sarach, the part of Eidim. We're applying that idea to the Loive and the Shlich. Correct? That's how we're applying it. So Tois has a problem with that. Let's see. Oilem Ksavim Avzim Ain Tarkal Parab Eidim. Zak Tois is Temo. Demash Medi Habam Min the Tarkal Parab Eidim Loin Nicha Shapir. The Gemara is saying that if you would hold then it would be not. Then they couldn't give Eidus because they'd be no gave Eidus. But later, but it's not true. Dafil the man domed the tzarich the part of Eidim. Nicha shapir the mehimni zoktaisis. A revolutionary idea. Even if you hold the mavet chayav Eidim tzarich the part of Eidim, these Eidim would still be believed without these shlichim would still be believed without Eidus. Did you believe to say I paid you back? How could that be? Do kai melon in shvus. Da afil man do amram ba'av the chavir be'edim tzorach apar be'edim. But hamafke the chavir be'edim ain't tzorach lakzir be'edim. Ah, there's a difference between a halva and a pikadin. Why is there a difference? The neman hu loy mechzayti v'loch b'migu di iboy amay ne'ensu. Because a pikadin's different than a halva. By halva, you can hold the mavet chavedim in tzarech lepara be'edim. But when you're talking about a pikadin, the shomer of the pikadin has a migu to say I gave it back because you could have said nensu. Now the loy, now by halva you can't say nensu. Too bad, you got to pay anyway. Halva, it's got to do with nensu. Adrabah halva, a milvah loytzon that we learned earlier in the masechta. It's not that money that you pay that you give me back. It's different money you give me back. It's not to do. I don't care what happened to that money. Yeah, but by a shomer, by pikadin, you have a tied up nansu. So, but there, since you have a migu, so there it'd be different rules. And therefore, even if I gave the pikadin with Adam, you'd be neman to say you give it back to me without Adam. Why? Because you have a migu. Now, what's our case? What are these shlichim? Like that's what bothered everybody at the beginning. They're not really taking a halva. They're taking a pikadin. They're taking the money from you to deliver it to him. So Zog Toysvis. Bahaka Ari Bipikodan. The Pikodan didn't wait till Adam. Shall leave a muscle on the Lichoi to go bring it to the Malve. Vimkain, their man, Lamar, Peronim, Migu, the Chon, Lamar, Chzanim, Lalaybe. They should believe to say they paid the Malve. The Migu that they could have said, we returned it to the Loive. And therefore, why are we saying that if you hold Hamavis Beidim Tzarich Lepara Be'edim, they wouldn't be believed? Is that true? It's not halva. It's a pikadin, and a pikadin has a migu. Now here is an interesting thing because I understood very clear. The last line of Tosfos threw me off because I thought he was going to say v'im kain. Other Tosfos was going to say v'im kain. Nemanim leimar peronim migu dichon leimar nansu. The same migu as the Gemara in Shavuos. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos takes it and plugs it into the migu of our Gemara, which means that it sounds like he's saying.
What is that?
Toys has a kasha that we should have a migu over here because when someone has a pikadin, it is a migu. The migu by pikadin that Toys has found in Shavuos is that you neman to say you paid back. Migu nensu. Migu you could have said nensu. So I would have thought Toys would have ended off. The imkain, the shlichim of Agamar also should be neman. Migu they could have said nensu. But he doesn't. He says, maybe they could have said, we give it back to the loiva, which means he's plugging it somehow into the migu of our Gemara. That was what our Gemara said. They believed to say they paid the mal, then maybe they could have said they paid it back to the loiva. So the truth is, the Mashah is bothered by this.
Is it a double migu?
Oh, so the Mashah says, that's what he means. The Mashah says, how do you know that?
I know why.
Yeah. The Mashah says that it's a Tosfos means that it's a migu built on a migu. the migu built in migu. Meaning, he's saying, he's saying, Tyson is saying like this. The Neman to say, Paranum, we paid back the Malve. Migu, the Cholomar, because Migu, they could have said, we paid back the Loive. And they believed to say they paid back the Loive. Migu, they could have said, Nansu. So Mashon says that the Tyson. Mashal said that the Torah means the migu built on a migu. The problem is, frak the Marsha, this is what. What do you mean? The Neman to say we paid back the Malav. Without it, what we paid, like even without it, they would have been.
If the Lovah would come after them,
right?
They believe to say we paid it back, right?
Right.
But what are we talking about? They believe they paid them back. Who are they giving aid for?
It has to be a separate aid. It can't be that they're giving aid really for themselves. It's just that they'd be nemun to say it on themselves.
So they believe to say we paid. But again, when you're saying all the. How does Amiga work here? Because it's not they could have said, it's that they're believed.
What are Gemara?
There's no incentive for them because they could have said something else.
Right.
In the event they were being chased. Right. We're not talking about that now.
No, but that's what the Gemara is talking about. Meaning, the Gemara thing makes it, the Gemara differentiates. The Gemara says, if you hold the Malvet, they can't be Neman to be give Eidim. But if you hold the Malvet, in circle part of Eidim, then they're Neman to say we paid the Malvet. I'm sorry, we're more than that, I'm sorry.
The
Neman to give Eidus.
Right.
That they paid the Malve. Migu, that they could have said.
Because separately, if they didn't give back the money and the Lova came after them.
They'd be able to say we paid back the Lova. Right. So Toysis comes along and he says, even if you hold like the man number Malve to where they didn't talk about Eidim, over here is the money Pikadin. And Pikadin, they'd also be Neman to say they paid back the Lova. Why? Because they have a migu of Nensu.
Right.
So that means it's two steps. If you're going to plug that into the Gemara, which seems to be what Tosis is doing, so you're going to say, we'll believe them to give aid to they paid the Malveh, migu that they could have said they paid the Loive back, which is only true, migu that they could have said Nensu. It's a double migu, that's what the Marshal says.
Yeah, that's not the same.
Yeah, that's what Tosis is saying.
No, because again, how I see it is that they're believed to give aid.
Why?
Are they incentivized? No. Why?
Why not? Because
if someone came after,
if the Loive, they'd be Neman to say we paid it. Why they Neman to say they paid it? Why?
They paid the Loive back.
They
paid the Loive back.
Right. We're in the Mandom, and Baba's going to talk about Eidim. They shouldn't be believed. The territory is good by Pikodin, they have a Migu of Nensu.
They're
still coming on to Nensu. Meaning, you still have to come on to Nensu at the end. You can't leave Nensu out of it.
So it's not good enough, the fact that they would do Eidus, okay? The Migu of Eidus
is
not strong enough?
What do you mean?
So you're saying, it's not like they have no choice. They have to use this double Migu. They wouldn't believe it otherwise.
Just 1 second. The Tosis seems to be using a double Migu. That's what Tosis is saying. Yeah?
I see, in the Gemara says... That the reason why they're believed it's because if the Lov would come after them,
right?
The reason why they can be Eidim is because they're not incentivized. Why are they not incentivized? Because if Lov comes after them, they could say,
right?
They could say
that's the Migu. That's the Migu of the Gemara.
That's not a Migu at that point.
I mean, that's what Gemara calls it.
Why is that even a Migu though?
You have to believe them because otherwise they could have just said.
Why they need a migu?
Why is that a migu? I'm saying like, is that a why even call?
You mean
a
the migu of the Gemara is not a classical migu?
Yeah,
the migu of the Gemara.
It's just
that's why we have nemanis.
Right, it's not a migu. I think it said something better.
You're asking Stam. That's before toys. You're asking Stam and the Gemara. You're asking Stam and the Gemara. You're just saying that you're just straight on the Gemara.
It's
saying the Migu of the Gemara is not
to
a
me,
Migu.
A Migu is what I'm saying. A for the purpose of let's say what I'm saying. If I'm saying number one for the purpose of A, then I believe, because I could have said, number two, for purpose of also. This is not the same thing. This is saying, I'm saying this for the purpose of giving Avis. And now we're saying, and then believe, because in the event of something else, if someone was coming after me, I could have said I had a reason to not get caught. I had a reason to take it off. That's not a migu.
You're saying a normal migu is that you could have had a better taina.
Right.
Here,
I have a taina.
Here, it's not the pshat of better taina. Here, the pshat is, we need to remove your possible negius. So over here, the word migu in the Gemara just means that since you could get out of that, and therefore you're not negei bedover, and therefore you believe to say this.
Okay.
So you're saying anyway, that's why I have to come on. Oh, so one second. That might help us. One second. Let put down the, that might help answer the Marshal's kasha. Twice is, before that for a second. The Gemara says a migu. Twice brings the migu. But the way Tzitz is explaining it, that nemanis of our Gemara in the Bikodin case is only neman because of a migu. So it's a migu built in a migu, as the Marsha says. So Frank the Marsha, what did Tzitz to make it so complicated? Tzitz should have just said, one migu. He's neman to say they paid. Migu, they could have said nensu. Why make a migu built in a migu? Just say one migu, that's the Marsha. You see the Marsha for a second? Look inside for one second. Which was bothering me when I read the twice. So I was, why does he say that? Why didn't you say nensu? But one second, what Svi just said might help. One second.
No, look at, no, look at what the my wait, hold on a second. Why? Because then it's not a pikadon.
It is.
No, then it's Torah's hava.
No, they got it as a pikadon, though. That's how they got it.
No, I thought the whole thing with pikadon only if he's going to be giving it, like,
well,
only if he says he gave it back to the lova.
Well, I'm saying
only if it says I gave it back to you is it pikadon. But if it's I'm saying all shlichus is pikadon. No, if he's going to do his mission to give it to the
he gave it to
give it back and repay it, maybe that's not called the pikadon.
What else is it though? It's not alvah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the Marsha inside for one second. Loidem kasav. You see the Marsha? Loidem kasav. Because I look with migu di boy and my nensu. Nem going one day. The first Marsha. Vim kain eman lamar peradim migu di boy lamar. Because one ad kan l'shoyne. Zok the Marsha after ad kan l'shoyne. Vim kain. I'm sorry. Vahavale migu di migu. That's what Eliyahu was saying before. It's a migu di migu. Why? The migu di par onim lamalve. The migu di chzanim l'loide. The chzanim. The migu the nensu. Two steps. That's what Tosis is setting it up. The belief said if the malva migu they could have said everything to leiva, but their own belief said everything to leiva migu they could have said nensu. So breaking my show, aval bepshitas, havelu lakshure. Tosis should have asked the lim ninu par onim the malva. Believe they paid the malva, migu the nensu. The leiva rakhad migu. Just say one migu. Yesh liyash. Yeah, here's Kasha. Kasha is skip the middle step.
Why middle step? Why not skip the last step?
No, you need the last step. The whole koyach comes from that.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't believe the chazan of the leiva without nensu. You need nensu.
Because
you're talking about the man, the Omar who holds, you have to be back with Aiden. So the only thing getting you out of that is this nensu migu. So nensu you need. We need the middle step for. So if you say like maybe that's what you're saying also. But if you say what you're saying now, maybe that answers the kasha. Maybe that's the mashal means yish liyashi. If the migu of our Gemara is not a real migu, if the migu of our Gemara is just a way of saying, it's a barred expression, just a way of saying, you're not negei beitz. You're giving eidus on the malva. Why? Because you're not negei in the eidus. Why are you not negei in the eidus? Because you believe to pay back the loyva. If that's true, so the toysis can't skip the middle step. Because Tzitz isn't even looking to say that you should be neman that you pay the malve with a koyach amigu. You're neman you pay the malve because you're not negei bedover. Why are you not negei bedover? Because you could say you paid back the loyve. Why are you neman for that? Because you have amigu. But you need both steps.
Can't just say nensu?
I mean, that won't help. Even that, you could say, well, they're not going to give it up because they could have said Nenzo. Yeah, you're right. I'm not sure. Still a kasha. Even if you redefine the migul the way you're saying it, it wouldn't answer the kasha so much. The Majad's kasha is, why do you need the middle step in Tosis? Tosis take it from the Gemara. I understand that, but in his kasha, why wouldn't it be enough just to say Nenzo? Okay. Yeah. What were you saying before? You started to say something.
We're going to be able to be strong.
Yeah. Only maybe it's called Pekada when it's going back to the Loiva.
It's going back to the Loiva to call it Pekada. I mean, if you would just say.
It's like a Pekada on this.
Yeah.
What is it? He says.
Pekadon is something you're going to be giving back to you. Pekadon is something, because Pekadon really is something that you give somebody that's going to give back to you.
Yeah, that's true. But Pekadon
is not something I give to you to
give
somebody else.
But here, if the Leiber says give it, they'll say Nensu. It's still a way out. So once it's a way out.
That's what I'm saying, but you have to go back to.
You don't need that
middle. No, but maybe Nensu doesn't apply to this other Torah of Shlichus. Like, it's not really Pekadon.
The Siddhant Taisis Okasha doesn't start, meaning the Taisis is applying the rules of Pekadon over here.
He's saying. When he says he. Right, why? Because he has his double Migul.
Yeah, but I'm saying, logically, should one Migul. If you skip the middle, it's also the same thing. I mean, they don't need the Taina of. To the Loiva, meaning. The Taina of, we paid you back, Loiva. I can skip that Taina. If the Leiva comes after them, they could say Nansu. Therefore, they're not a Gebe Dover. Therefore, the Shemin Amut say they beat the Malva. That should have been enough. Why does Taisa need the middle step? That's what the Mashah is asking. Right, I agree too. I agree. It's an important point what you're saying in the Gemara, that the Migu is not classically a Migu. I think that's true. But it won't change. It won't answer the Kasha. The Kasha is still the Kasha. How do they translate Migu over here?
They're believed to say to the Loiva, we paid you back because they have a legal mensa. Right? It doesn't sound like that. So now what? So they're giving Aedas. They're giving Aedas that they paid back the money.
Right. The only problem with that is they're no geya be edis because it saves them from the law. They're not no geya. What? They could say what? Nensu. So that the possible middle taina of we paid you back a little bit. We gotta talk about that. What are you gonna talk about that for? What are you getting? Okay, so get to it now. Okay, you have to think about it. The Mashal says he's usually Ashev, so you have to think about the Teretz. Right now, I'm not sure if we have a Teretz. I don't have a Teretz. It's Bishmak Akasha, though.
I think if you have a double Migul, it's more of a Raya that should be believed.
Yeah, but you need it for.
Because that's the whole Gemara is that flow. That's the reason why. The Gemara's flow is
that
they have to say that they repaid it to the Malda. Why? Because if they don't say that, then the Loiva is going to say, "Fine, give me back my money."
Right.
And if he says, "Give me back money," then they're going to have to give back money. So
I need that they can get out of that in order to believe their Eidah.
Right.
How do they get out of that? So I could. So there's two ways of saying it. They can get out of it, but they're saying Nensa, or they can get out of that by saying, "We paid you back, Loiva," and on that they believe me, they could have said Nensa. Why say it the more complicated way?
Why say it first? The
what you gain? Yeah. I need them to get out of this Nogei Be'edus. I need them to get out of this problem of paying back the Loiva. The Taina which helps them get out is Nensa. So I could go straight to Nensa, I could say that if they tie now, we paid you back. They'd be them because they could have said them.
So the Mashal's
asking, what do you got to, he's asking a simple kasha, I think. What do you have to?
But I'm saying that
simple, but you know what I mean.
That's the Gemara talks about that they could have.
True, the Gemara uses that time. Yeah, the Gemara uses that time.
The Gemara's migu is that they could have given it.
That's why it doesn't answer because in Toysus kasha, that's not necessary.
So it's a question on Gemara.
No, the Toysus kasha is a question on the Gemara. 100%.
No.
Yeah.
They're less likely.
Yeah. Mashal's kasha is not a kasha in the Gemara, because the Gemara is not dealing with Toysus kasha.
No, the Gemara is a kasha also, because the Gemara could have also said migu that they could have said nensa.
No, the Gemara is not treating it as this. That's Toysus kasha. How could the Gemara left out this migu from Shavuos? We have to see what Toysus' answer is. But whatever Toysus' answer is, we'll see that this doesn't apply in the Gemara.
I'm saying,
Hagub is what he asked, what he's asking. Good morning.
Less likely for people to totally, much worse. I mean, you have these aiding, you have these people that are shlichim, even if they're business, who knows what it is. It's much like for them to say,
it's a nicer time for them.
We messed up, something happened, that's like.
A little more out there.
It's much maybe that they won't be as believed. Who knows?
I don't know. Of course, what you're saying now, you're going to create problems because then the whole migu shouldn't exist in the first place.
No, I understand. Not that far. Meaning, they could say that.
But Tosh, would you rather
more likely they're going to say, no, we gave you back. Because then they look like they look people are looking for money. It's not as far as kind of making to say.
Maybe. So Tosh would rather use a taina that's more.
Isn't it usually true for most migus that second taina you could have made? You're not making that taina for a reason. Why not? Always make that taina.
No, but if you're going to say a good enough reason why you didn't use it, then that destroys the migu anyway. And if I have a good reason why you wouldn't have used that better taina, then you can't say that you have an amonis.
I could have said.
Yeah, but I have a reason why you didn't. I could have said means, believe me what I'm saying now.
This is much better to say.
Yeah, but if I have a reason why you didn't want to say that, then it kind of defeats the whole meeting to begin with. Levy's back. He's got his coffee. He's back. Oh, sorry.
Too hard. All
right. Okay. Guys, that's what we have to work on the next few days. V'yish li'ash of the mashal. So that's Tosis. But the kash of Tosis is that these guys are taking a pikadon. If they're taking a pikadon, they should be believed. And it shouldn't matter if you hold the mavis way or the talk about Eidim. It shouldn't be a problem. And the Gemara says it is a problem. So what's going on? So he says, Yishloim ha'adim yikomokum afilu gabi pikadon ein ne'monim ela b'shvur. Even by pikadon that the ne'mon to say nensu, they got to take a shvur first. Because the mar hasam. And now Taisa says you sight. The call H ain't a neman below Shvua ain't Mamish Vedusoi Kamoy Shafarish, but something like I'm going to prove from the next line of the Gemara. So Zak Taisa says, you know why you couldn't use this Migu over here in order to explain, in order to be Makshu their Edis? Is because if the whole thing is going to be based on something which they require to make a Shvua on, then that's not good Eidus anyway. If the whole Nehmanis of the Eidus is going to be based on something which you're going to have to take a shuah to be believed, then that's not a good Eidus. Why is that a good Eidus? That's the next part of Tosfos. Oh. Eidus has to be that the Nehmanis is an independent Nehmanis. The Nehmanis of the Eidim doesn't need any help.
Even though their Eidus here really is really independent of the shvua, but since the base of their nemonis is that they could say something.
Correct. And that would require a shvua.
So built into their nemonis is required a shvua.
Right. So that's not good Eidus. How does Tosis know this? The next line of the Gemara. Look right there in Tosis. But the beginning of the next Tosis is connected to this Tosis.
I thought that's because it requires shvua. It's not
because they want to get out.
They wouldn't say it?
We would say that a shmua, they wouldn't go there even. How is it even, why am I coming on to their anus is good because it requires a shmua to say, if I'm being waiting
for. Oh, so look, so that's connected to the next part of Tosis. The reason Tosis gave a stronger answer than that, a different answer than that, is because he wants to also give an answer for what would be if they took the shmua. No, over there, that wouldn't be no geya. You're right. Taisa maybe could have answered that. You're right. Over there, wouldn't be no geya there because he took
to
the shmua.
No, like this is so.
Right.
So
they say, take the shmua, it doesn't work. But by argument, the first Taisa, he couldn't have said that because once you take the shmua, there was an end, so you can't give aid to the pit to the malvah.
Exactly.
So you should have just answered. There's no migul over here because maybe they're trying to sell it, save themselves from a shmua.
Which we've been saying is...
No, but then, I don't know if you could say that. You could say that... I'll tell you why. You could say a person might lie about mumming to save himself from a shmur. That's what Rashi said over here.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't know if you could say a person would give aid to shepherd to save himself from a shmur. Meaning, if you're going to say, if you're going to challenge their nemunis, because maybe they're only giving this aid to save themselves from a shmur, that you can't say. Because the Pasha says the person is more afraid of either sheker. To give your answer.
So what did you say that they wouldn't say that?
No. And therefore what? And therefore giving aid this thing isn't true. What's the therefore?
And therefore.
That's what you say.
So therefore they'd be lying as Aiden. They wouldn't do the Shua.
That's what I'm assuming. I mean, Rashi said people are more afraid of the Shua than they're afraid of stealing the money. But I don't know if that means what did Rashi mean? He meant that as Aiden stealing the money? No. I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Rashi did say that. They'd rather be made than to take a shmua. You're right. So why didn't Toysis use that as his teretz? He's just saying Toysis is setting up the next Toysis. And Toysis' answer is also an answer. It's not like necessarily a kasha on Toysis that he didn't say your answer because maybe he felt this is a better answer. But so he's just saying Toysis could have also answered what Rashi said over here, which is once you have to come out to shmua, not that aids without shmua in mamash beidusa. Different svara. The amigo that needs a shmua is not amigo because he'd rather say the aids than take the shmua. I mean, Tosfos said a more far-reaching teretz. He said something which is more fundamental aids works. So he said you could have done a svara using the svaras that we know already without coming on the kedusha. It could be you're right, just since anyway Tosfos is going to come out to this Chiddush now, so he applied it already over here. It could be you're right. You hear what he's answering? I'm saying a different answer to Tosfos' question. What? Tell Ellie. About the year. Okay, we have to look around to see if somebody says this. It's not in the back of the Gemara. Okay, very good. We'll do the next Tosfos quickly. But then the Gemara says, but actually talking about Shmuzeses, now that there's a Shmuzeses, so they're not believed. They're not believed because they're not gave Eidus to get out the Shmuzeses. Fact, Tosfos, Toymar, Mikomokom, Lamalu, you're Eidin, then Bonim, Lachach, Nishbu, Loymar, Peronim, Shreishuv, Eidim, Noigim, Eidus. Let them say a Shavua that they paid the Malva off and then give Eidus. If you're afraid they're doing it to get out of the Shavua's Hesses, that they'd have to give to the Loiva, so let them give a Shavua's Hesses and then let them give Eidus. And the Eidus will count for the Malva that for the Loiva that they paid the Malva.
Really did.
Exactly. Yeah, they paid it off. They paid it off. We don't owe you anything. We paid it off. And now let them debate this. But again, you're right. That wouldn't have helped at the end of the last Tosfos. Because the Shmua and the Eidus are two totally different things. Which is why Tosfos over here, we understand why it has to come on to this Yesod. But the previous Tosfos, you want to say, you didn't necessarily have to come on to that Yesod. You should definitely write that down, by the way. On the side of the Gemara. Or boy, Marie, the lekach in the manam makash nishbu. Now here's the aside. V'shem drachmon amar al pi shnayim edim yokum dover. The mashma neamonim bedibor belvat. Aval edim atunim lishava koydim shiyem lo devrayim. Ein mamish beduso. That's not yokum dover. Al pi shnayim edim. It's al pi shnayim edim. It's al pi shvua and edus. That's not the same thing. Then Tosfos asks another kasha, Yish Makshim. You have to somehow figure out why this part of Tosfos is in one hemshich with the first part of Tosfos. I would have thought it's a different maskil. So that's another kasha we could leave off with over here. But Tosfos asks, but seemingly a separate thing, Yish Makshim. Since there's two of them, how can we believe them with the Migu if there's two of them? Right, they signed the shtar, and then they say we were forced they were gunned our head. We're on this machmas and fashion to sign the shtar. I've all my nusa machmas mammon, ain't them. So then they believe it. They say that they're on nusa machmas mammon. We were forced, you know, they took away all our money. Ain't the money will not believe. Well, machra, some need to be asked to concha. Amaila, you never mind, I'm the man who's mean a machmas mammon, but me good boy, I'm wrong, who's mean a machmas and fashion. If they believe in one diner and not the other, it's a make a migu. What's the problem? New territory. The Bishnei Eidim Lo Shaykh Loy Mamigu, Shein Emonim, Bemigu, the Bishain, Echid Yodem, Abdas Kavero, Lutoin. Migu means what I could have tied it. But if I'm interrogating the Eidim, you can't say, well, I could have tied this, and I also could have tied it this. I don't know what you have to tie it the same thing. So it's not like you have all the choice in the world but to tie it. The Eidim is to be Matim one to the other. So I can't say amigo on two people at one time. Yeah, but amigo is Bashan's to Eidus. Not what they could have done earlier. That's a svara of Tosfos. By two people at one time, that's right. So what's the answer to the kasha? Yom Rabbi Yaakov Mikutzi, the v'tayna sh'niftim ba mimamen ki hocha, v'tuch emeim zeh al zeh sh'yoymru dover echad. When they parted themselves from money that's coming out of their own pockets, then they trust each other that they know what to say. You know what to say. You give the Levi back the money. Everybody knows what to say. We're not going to discuss that. So they both have a migu. Which, by the way, this makes sense even according to what Tzvi said before. That's not mamash amigu. It's more just a reason why they're not going to give aids. But same idea. Why did they not want to get made? It's because they could have made this taina. Is that the classical migu that is giving a koyach to the taina now? It's more just removing the negay of eidus. That's what Tzvi pointed out. The logic remains the same. That, you know, would they have said this? Would they not have said this? The choir. I have to think about that a little bit more also. Toys seems to be treating like a real migu. I don't know. Okay. One of the hardest gemaras we've done in a while. Like every point is like... Okay. Eid is on the halva.
Not being interrogated because a little bit.
Right, but you know, geya to what they would dino. God, them pay themselves having to pay back the life, but they would have said the same thing. Yeah. Well, the kach amin and ochet the neman and b'migul. That's what we say here. They believed. Ababayi the berigus shemis amelo. The lego drawed my mind. The gabay edim. Over there, you're not talking about them having to pay anybody back. They're giving edus on somebody else. Hasam bade in the neman and b'migul. Kein ed echad yodei ma b'das chaver on the toin. Over there, they're giving edus on to other people. So over there, we have a story to say. But they wouldn't know necessarily about the time, and therefore you can't apply migul to two people at one time. But when you're talking about defending themselves, then they wouldn't know what the time of. You're right, I have to think about this more also, because it sounds like you're shooting like a real migul. I would have said, what's it got to do with the other? The fact that they can tie that they pay the labor back, which is the reason why they don't give Aedis. But it's not giving them a... Maybe Haguf is the same thing. In order to make them not forget Aedus, it has to be that they would know what to tie them. That's what I'm saying. It could be the same logic, at least in this context, would apply. I have to think about it.
Anytime the crowd, you could have said something.
Yeah, right. Even though it's a different type of could have said something, but it's the same idea of Lagabe.
Yeah, Lagabe this.
Right, to give them their manas now and the Aedus. Yeah. Okay, Yeshikoya. Very good. Very good.